I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Mimi. Oh. Hey, Gigi. When you're driving around, just seeing the town, sitting bored at home, feeling all alone, fill up a glass, pick out a glass. We got the tea, we got the sauce. Get queerified.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get queerified.
Welcome to the show. Is everyone ready to get queerified?
I am.
I'm Gigi Gorgeous, and as you guys know, I'm a YouTuber, an actress, model, philanthropist, author, a woman of many traits.
And I am Mimi. I am a housewife, tennis player, dog mom, and now podcaster.
Yeah, my best friend of 18 years, my longest friend ever. And on Queerified, you guys will hear from extremely special guests, including one today, Katya, who the conversation just went there. It was so much fun talking to her. We really covered all the ground.
We talk about literally, I'm not going to say what we're going to talk about because we talk about everything, but I mean, it's pretty gaggy.
Yeah, just strap in, get a glass of champagne, get on the road, not obviously at the same time, but it's a good one. It's a long one. We really hope you guys enjoy. She is such a pleasure, and I am very grateful to call her a friend. So without further ado, let's just get into it.
Let's get queerified.
So our next guest is a drag queen, podcaster, and all-around brilliant performer, best known for appearing on RuPaul's Drag Race, the podcast The Bald and the Beautiful, which yours truly has been on, and their EP Vampire Fitness. Please welcome Katya Zelimochkova. Okay, Miss Katya, how are you? Thank you for coming.
I'm good. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. We were just talking about the quarantine. How have you been during this entire quarantine?
I'm fully queerified.
Oh, you better work queerified. Are you going through more cigarettes than usual?
Yes. Yeah. The queerification of this particular phase of my life involves many indoor cigarettes. Indoors. Which smoking is gross for everybody. But when people find out I smoke inside, there's a level of like horror that is added to the equation. I see it in their faces. Yeah. They're like, that's not possible. You can't smoke indoors. And
it's like, my God, is it the 70s? Ugh. I will say when I lived alone in my apartment, which was like maybe 800, 900 square feet, rug, you know, couch sofa, like from IKEA. I used to smoke in there. Like, I'm going to say like 10 times a day with people. I would just Febreze the fuck out of everything, and I would run errands, come home, and it just wouldn't smell.
Well, Mary, I'm living your past life because I'm looking at my IKEA furniture in my shitty rug in my little apartment, and I'm like, well, the only thing that's different is that I don't Febreze and it does smell. But
yeah, when you lit that cigarette, it was a little jarring to see. I was like, oh God.
Oh my God, I'm jealous. I want one.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have great skin, your lovely respiratory health. But I don't smoke outside because I don't want to smoke on the sidewalk and be like a pariah in the, and you know what I mean? Like, because people drive by and they see this like weirdo smoking. Like, I just feel like I'm out of place. You know what I mean?
It's like there's a level of shame to it.
Shame in LA.
Yeah, it's like, look at that crackhead over there smoking.
Yes. I mean, I am a crackhead, but it has nothing to do with the cigarettes. You know?
Yeah. It's weird. I feel like everyone smokes in LA, but like when you go to New York, it's a whole other level. Like if you're outside in New York walking without a cigarette, I feel like you're the odd one out, very welcoming. Okay.
New York definitely had, well, I mean, New York is more strict about it though in public places, but definitely more people smoke there. Here, because it's the whole fitness vibe. We're all in yoga pants and we're all coming to and from the gym. Yeah.
Hashtag aloe yoga.
Yeah. I have my $45 grass smoothie and I'm on my way to get cupped in a sound bath.
All that and mega chips.
Have you been cupped?
I actually love cupping.
I've never been cupped.
I love to cup. It's so
do you think people know what it is?
Yeah, explain please.
It's like a little, I believe, Chinese therapy. It's like these little, like, circular glass things. They almost look like little, like, wine glasses, but, like, upside down. And you suction cup it on someone's back, and it relieves the tension, apparently. Yeah, but it leaves, of, with, it leaves you with bruises. Acupuncture. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really feel like it works, though, for me. So I just like to inflict pain on others. That's what I enjoy.
Oh, you're the cupper in this situation.
Yes, not the cuppy.
And what do you use it for?
So, like, my sister, especially, she has really, really, like, flat feet.
Okay.
Like, horribly flat feet. Tiffany, Katya, you've met her, right? Tiffany?
I don't think I met your sister.
When you came over to my house. Oh, my God. Oh, I have a story about that later.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Flattest feet on earth. I think, honestly, she needs, like, reconstructive feet surgery. Like, I'm not kidding. We looked into it. I think she needs, like, her bones cut and, like screwed
no
together.
Because she has flat feet.
Yes. And it fucks with your whole life. That's why people, like need orthotics. And so her upper back, her lower back is just a mess all the time. So I'm always cupping her. And she is literally, like, it leaves her black and blue. Like, where bruises emerge is your most place of tension, or
it's like acupuncture. So, like, it's based on a whole a different kind of modality of looking at the energy of the body, like Chinese medicine and Indian medicine, all that stuff that goes back, you know, like pressure points and all this stuff. And so, like, this is really basic and not accurate, but like, oh, you got liver pain, we're gonna do sticking your neck because this corresponds to that, you know, and like it's that kind of idea.
Right. Like, I always kind of feel like that's like a placebo effect, though, a little bit.
Yeah, but cupping is not the same thing for you.
No, it doesn't help me. I really am not like an achy, sore person. I feel like
Mama,
I'm just,
she's
like, fine.
Perfect. Yeah. Can't fix perfect.
That's how it is.
I feel like it's mind over matter. If I'm like sick, I feel like I tell myself, that's a choice. Don't be sick.
You would be a great doctor. Dr. Gorgeous, I can't seem to figure, well, have you ever considered that you're not sick?
Yeah, Mama, snap out of it.
Like, what kind of sickness is?
Just, I don't know, the flu.
Anything.
Like, anything. Yeah, just like a pimple. I'm like, no, that's not there. That goes away. There.
You're right.
That's
not
there. We don't do that. Yes.
Exactly. So, Katya, I need to tell Mimi and everybody listening. So, I feel like a lot of people, I mean, we don't have many photos together. We don't have many times we've hung out. So, people might not know that we're like kind of friends. Yeah. So, I want to let people know the first time you came over to my house.
Okay. So, oh, Mary, I had a blast.
Do you remember?
I had a fucking blast.
What happened?
I had a fucking blast.
It was fun. So, you and Cade got Mick. We're doing a photo shoot. And I was just off duty that day in full sweats. So I was like, I'll take your photo, whatever. So, she goes, okay, Katya's going to be over in 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then my stomach started rumbling crazy. And I was like, oh, no, I think I'm just going to like, shit. So,
Jesus.
Something had come over me. I was like, oh my God, here we go. So, I run upstairs thinking that that's privacy because I'm like, Katya is going to come over with her assistant, her friend, with all of her drag. So, I run upstairs to my closet. I'm in the bathroom going through it like white chicks, like,
Jesus.
Oh my, like, feet to the walls. Like, I'm going through it. Okay. So I hear voices outside because, you know, it's like my bathroom and then right across is the closet. And I hear your voice and I'm like, oh, my God, Cade brought her upstairs. Fuck my life.
I didn't know you were going through it shit wise in the bathroom when I came.
Like,
you
were sweating.
Wait, Katya, what is your version of the story? What did you know?
Well, okay. Thank you. Thank you. I walk in this gorgeous house. I've never been in a house this nice. I walk in, immediately I smell feces.
I'm just kidding.
I was distracted. I was like, oh my God, this incredible marble staircase goes. Wait, what? Did somebody, or no, did a family die in here? No, I'm just kidding. No. I had no idea. I was too distracted by like the gorgeous walk-in closet, all the, it looks like, oh my God. And your makeup area was is like my dream.
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming, but tons of stuff. And I mean, I guess you could call it a mess, but it's not a mess. It's all there. It's like, to me, it looks like creative clutter.
You better work creative clutter. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Creative clutter can soon become consuming chaos. But like, I live in consuming chaos. You have creative clutter, I feel like. And it's like, it's all there, but it's not like obsessively organized because that stresses me out.
Yeah, that I feel like only lasts like 2 seconds for makeup. You just have everything organized and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, it's a mess again. And then I'm putting blue eyeshadow on my face because it's stained. My face brush is stained.
Yes, exactly.
Anyways, so I come out of the closet. Yep. Yes. Oh, no, I go back in the closet. You're just laying on the ground. You're like, oh, hey, like looking stunning with your honey blonde updo unit with your full sequin. You're like, oh, I just throw this on. It's a very easy costume. And I was like, oh,
but it is,
my
though.
God.
But it is.
You're like, it's stretchy. People think it's a bodysuit, but it's pants and a top. I was like, oh, okay, perfect. Meanwhile, my ass is full. Like, I fully have a new hemorrhoid probably. And it was so bad. So all I was hoping was that one of you guys weren't
no
like,
idea.
Does anyone need to, do you have a restroom I could use? I'd be like, yeah, downstairs to the left.
Yeah. So go out the door across the street.
Yeah. Literally though.
You know what? It's so funny. I don't want to get gross, but I just feel like, you know, as human beings have, the stuff that we have accomplished over, I don't know, a few thousand years is so insane, so incredible.
Okay.
And but
like
we
what?
Still have to shit. Oh, like what? Like we fly through the air and we have hotels that fly across the world. There's a hotel that flies across the world.
Oh, like airplanes.
Airplanes.
Yes.
Okay. I can take a shower in a hotel that's 30,000 feet above the earth.
Why Jeez. Do we still have to shit?
Why am I still like clawing the walls in the bathroom?
Why do we still have to eat is my question.
Yeah. Right. The same question.
Why?
I feel like at this point we should have figured out a way to not shit and not eat.
I'm just really, really concerned with the fact that I still have to poo. Like
I
that is it. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Thinking about it now, and the thousands of years we've been living, we've made food worse. We have made it so much more unhealthy.
I look at an A&W root beer cup right in front of me.
I know. This is my lunch. 2 smoothies from the fucking Body Factory.
Come on,
but yeah,
body.
No, you know, there's this like crate. I don't know. It's embarrassing. I've shit my pants. I've talked about it on podcasts. I won't talk about it now, but like I've shit my pants.
I've never done that.
I have.
Never.
I have in bed with Nats,
no,
actually.
I mean, I have, but we can't admit to that. That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I was just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, so let's change the pace.
Shitting. Yeah, let's start the interview.
Katya on shit. Perfect. Let's talk about it. Okay, so obviously, everyone knows you are a very, very inspiring and creative queen. I admire your work. Super artistic. I want to know personally, because we talked about it a little bit on The Bald and the Beautiful, some of our beauty inspirations, who we think is like, you know, the one.
Yeah.
Who do you pull inspiration from, if any? Because we did talk about, Mimi, I don't know if you know this, we talked about being ugly and the fact that there are no
What do you know
there.
About that?
Yeah, which is fun. Comfort.
Mama.
Love.
Yes.
Love.
Oh, yes. Even beautiful people feel ugly too.
But it's no, but so I mean, of ugly. Course, that's the thing is like, you only say that because when you have the opportunity to present as beautiful, of course, being ugly is a treat. But if being beautiful or gorgeous was never on the table, perhaps my relationship to ugly would be changed a little bit. You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly. You'd be like, I fucking hate feeling ugly. Yeah. You know, there is that kind of ugly, though, that's so ugly. And I feel like this is not shade. You do it really well because it's still pretty. It's ugly pretty.
It's artistic camp.
Like, you're like, look at this dress. It's so hideous. But it's like, I'm still kind of pretty a little bit, you know?
That I love. I mean, that I've always loved. And I think, like, you know, it's funny because you can kind of, there's a range. Like, power clashing, for example.
Uh-huh. The juxtaposition, if you will.
Yes. Yeah. Or, like, when things are so loud and so wrong. Like, when it looks wrong, but, it looks right. I don't know. I think with, like, with style and stuff, like, there's so many ways to look, like, wrong or off or like, ugly or whatever. But like, I really like when going in on the face, like I wish I had instead of like, instead of a car, I'd rather have like a personal prosthetic makeup artist. You know what I mean? Like
what? Someone who... on your face?
Yeah. Like I'd like to have rather like someone who would be like, hey, I want a goiter today. Can I have a goiter? And they'll give me a big goiter.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like,
okay,
I don't want
yes.
a Honda. I don't want a like Mercedes Benz. I want a person who's on retainer who can like give me liver spots if I feel like it.
You know Alexis Stone?
That's exactly what I was thinking about. I was just going to mention her. Exactly.
Yeah, the cheekbones. You should totally fuck with those. Have you ever put those on?
I haven't. I've never. I want to do the lips. I want to do a nose. I really want to do a goiter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fucking call up Pearl, order Alexis Stone's cheekbones, and get Willem's prosthetic person to put them on you.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work.
I'll set it up. I'll set it up. And I'll be right there with you getting prosthetics as well, because I've never, and I'm so fucking down.
What would you do? What would you do?
I would do... I don't know. I feel like getting a big ass like witch nose would trigger me in a weird way. Maybe I would do, and especially a chin, because I've had that shaved down as well. Maybe just like big ass cheeks, like
huge.
Alexis Stone cheeks.
Yeah, just enormous.
Your cheeks are okay.
Well,
okay.
I've gotten my cheeks. I mean, they're totally not visible anymore.
When you say done, what do you mean? Is that like filler or?
I got a little Restylane just right in the top of my cheeks.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, just to round out my face because my face was getting a little narrow, you know, and I like that like plump peach look.
Do you mind if I ask if you had your nose done?
I did have my nose done, but it wasn't for, I mean, it was a cosmetic surgery, but it was just to flush with my forehead.
Gotcha.
Because when I got my FFS, it was, had to take out that caveman brow. I am a Neanderthal. I got my 23andMe back.
We all are, yeah.
What percentage?
And, oh, I'm like 90.
Shut up.
Yes.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding.
100%.
So is my husband. No, it really, like, I have like 90% Neanderthal or something.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me pull it up then. Let me pull it up. Continue talking. I will give you the receipt.
It's Norwegian, not Neanderthal. Sorry.
Yeah, oh, it's actually Swedish platinum model. I mixed it up. Yeah, so when I got that done, I got that flattened. There's an air pocket in your forehead that's kind of useless. It's like rendered useless, I guess I heard. So they took that out, made my forehead really flat, so it just flushes with the nose.
Work.
But I didn't really change the integrity of it. Oh, I have to sign into 23andMe. I'm already over it.
Oh, don't worry.
My husband is also really high on the Neanderthal scale as well. So it's like,
what is happening?
Are we an incestual couple?
Have you ever done anything like this, Katya?
Literally.
They are brother and sister. I cannot believe I'm doing a podcast with an incest woman.
Yeah, hello. Talking about shit and incest.
Yeah, I know. Stay
shit
tuned
and incest
for murder,
with Katya.
I guess. Yeah.
Producer on the line. That's the title of the episode. Yeah. Feces and incest.
Oh my God.
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
Well, we were talking about your artistic inspirations.
So, I mean, I'm like, I've always been drawn to, always been obsessed, well, I would say obsessed with, drawn to older women. I've been mentored by my whole life. I mean, from my mom and then up until now, even by women of a certain age, I would probably say like 40 to 60.
Mm-hmm. Same. I love that women's age group.
Yeah. And I'm like always, like literally every single time in my life, there's always been a woman or women of that age group who are factor in heavily to my development or socialization or whatever. And then artistic development. And like right now, Jean Smart on the actress, I'm obsessed with her. She's on the show called Hacks on HBO Max. She's also, she was on Watchmen, the series on
Ooh,
HBO.
I know Watchmen. I'm hearing her name, but I'm seeing Glenn Close.
No, so she's about Glenn Close's age. She was in Designing Women for a while. She was Charlene, I think her name was. I'm not sure. But she's having this great, like, insane, not moment, but like her career is like on fire for the last, what, I don't know, five, six, 7 years, whatever. She's probably in her 60, 70 or something.
It's a fierce age.
She's a fucking genius. She's also gorgeous, but such an insane, great comedic actress. And I'm obsessed with her. She was on Mayor of Easttown too, which that show ended, and I'm going to kill myself because I'm obsessed.
So the inspiration of your drag is
Imagine.
A woman.
Yeah. But she's like, and I just love like.
It's not like art.
No, my inspiration is older women. That's who I get my inspiration from.
I fucking love that. It's funny though, because you know Charlize Theron, that movie Atomic Blonde.
Yeah, I'm Atomic Blonde.
That kind of hairstyle.
Yeah, I'm Atomic Blonde.
Oh my God. yes, Atomic Blonde.
Yeah. Or Atomic Blonde.
That low-key is one of my favorite movies ever. Like, I just feel like she is just fucking everything. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, she's the ultimate action star.
It's like so impressive. Like, yeah. I feel like that is just goals to a T. And I've tried on that wig. I felt like her. It's just the best.
It's
best
a great
look.
Style.
I watched her Out of the Closet episode. Is it called Out of the Closet?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, and you were like, oh yeah, I'll get ready. I'll put on this wig, that wig, the other wig. But then I'll always just go back to the Charlize Theron Atomic Blonde wig.
Bangs in a little wave. Bangs in some body. And not too much length. It's like for, you know, I have to go cover all of this or maybe most of this too. You know, so it's like full coverage and yeah.
Just a Russian red lip. Yes. That's all really.
Black eye, you know, blonde, white hair, black eye, red lip. Just, you know, broad strokes and big shapes. Yeah.
And perfume and cigarettes.
Yeah. Well, perfume for the cigarettes. Yeah.
For the cigarettes. What's your favorite perfume, by the way?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. So it's called Oud Save the Queen. And it's by this like
English. Oh, expensive.
English... Yeah, it is expensive, but not as expensive as some perfumes get. But here's the thing. I've always said that perfume is a gift to other people.
I mean, it is. I truly
when you
believe
wear it,
like
it's for others.
I think I'm like part dog because I really...
I think you wear it for yourself.
She's a Neanderthal.
I'm a Neanderthal mutt. I just can't. Just diminishing my brand by the minute.
Literally. Just, the most self-effacing, gorgeous person in the world.
It's just tea, though. I feel smells are the biggest thing to me. Like, hygiene is huge. Smells are candles, fragrance, everything. I wear it for me, but at the same time, it's like, you will always remember how someone smelled. Like, I'm sure you can relate at a meet and greet or when you met someone, you're
listen,
like, they smelled so good.
And you remember when they don't.
Okay. I can't with natural deodorant. I'll just say it. I've not met someone that wears it that it works for.
No.
I don't think natural deodorant is a thing outside of California.
It's very essential
oil. It's not real.
So it's like, okay, so you like smelling then? I use clinical strength and I don't even smell. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I say just own it. Don't, what are you rubbing that little popsicle, that dry ass like salt thing on your, just don't do it.
For fun? Is it your hobby to do that? Because it's not working.
No, it's not working. And listen, I'm like, people love to, you know, yeah, but you can't use antiperspirant, it has aluminum in it. And I'm like, I don't care if it is literally going to set my body on fire. I need to know.
What's bad about aluminum again?
I mean, I'm sure it's like not cute to be absorbed into like your bloodstream.
I would say that. And I would also say it's probably just not a great chemical to have on your skin or near your body.
We've all done worse to our bodies, though. You
okay,
know?
Lauren just says it causes breast cancer.
Oh, breast cancer. Hello.
But these same people are the ones you do coke with in the club washroom.
Thank you.
Oh, exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's, you know, there's a hierarchy or there's a priority list of things. But like, yeah, I just, especially when my job involves being in close proximity to people, touching them, and then having a joyful experience, like, I have to smell good. I need to.
Oh, me too. I mean, and what did you say?
It's called Oud, like O-U-D. It's Oud. Like that Oud. That's like, it's very in fashion. Like Tom Ford uses a lot. It's like a woody, earthy kind of scent.
It's like tobacco is one.
Tobacco Oud. I love that one. Love
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, a lot of people like that. I can't get into it. I'm more of like a fruity girl. I feel like I haven't really
missed
my like flower bomb, spice.
Yeah, I love spice bomb. I love spice bomb.
Spice bomb's gorgeous for men. Like, I fucking love that scent. But flower bomb by Victor and Ralph is just so my tea. I feel like that's just me for now, but Oud is so, I think the percentage of the actual oil is like through the roof.
Yeah, it's very pungent.
Exactly.
But it also goes with cigarettes. So I wear it because...
See, I like the scent. I like the scent of cigarettes. Like when my husband used to smoke a lot, he like barely does anymore. I would find it like attractive. Like I would like it. I don't find it like, ugh.
What about the kissing though?
I don't really mind.
Wow. Good for you.
I think it was like rock and roll
it's
and
awful.
Cool. I mean, it can be. It depends. You know, I feel like people of a certain age, like older, when they smoke a lot, like I've been like in for recently. I was in a fitting, and the guy fitting me was like smoked at least 2 packs a day. It smelled like, and yeah. It was disgusting. But like my husband never smelt like that. Like I don't know.
I would rather date a cokehead than a cigarette smoker.
A cokehead, the bipolarness and the aggression.
Yes, cigarettes are like not good for me.
Cokehead, you're not even dating a human then. You're dating the coke.
I can deal.
I'd rather date cocaine.
That's I can true. Deal.
I think you I'd rather do cocaine.
Do cocaine. Yeah, just do it. Fuck the relationship.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I think that the old person at the fitting, mama, they're you know, staring at you with a grill that's 400 years old. And you know, what's going on in that old rickety mouth?
It was something.
A lot.
I think it was like...
decay.
What is that called? What is that called?
What?
Rotting death?
Not gingivitis.
Halitosis?
It's halitosis. I think it might have been halitosis mixed with Marlboro Reds.
Halitosis is a myth.
What do you mean?
Halitosis was a term invented by the... by Listerine.
No, I've met people. Halitosis
is
real.
No. So how the phenomenon is absolutely bad breath is a real thing.
Right.
But when they made up this term in order to clinicalize it, to make it sound like it was a disorder that can only be cured.
To sell their product. That's
by
great
Listerine.
Marketing.
Isn't that amazing?
I love that. You know what?
That
speaking
might not
of
be
bad
true,
breath,
yeah.
I mean, I love that. That's my icebreaker from now on. I was watching anybody listening that's into like makeup and stuff. Harush, she does like the Kardashian. She's a very talented makeup artist. She does favorites videos, and I recommend everything that she talks about. But she talked about this product called Bausch & Lomb. It's a tongue spray. So brush your teeth, dental floss, and mouthwash, whatever, and then you spray. I have it in my bathroom right now. You can try.
Why don't you just brush your teeth, brush your tongue?
I can one up you with this.
No, so you can't. I bet you can't, because this is fucking dentist shit. So
okay.
I'll brush my teeth, I'll brush my tongue, I'll dental floss, Listerine, whatever. And then if you stick your tongue out far enough, you see that little bit of residue. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yes.
This tongue spray literally makes your tongue pink again. And it is like, it's not the color pink, it's bright blue. But it disinfects your tongue so fiercely. I use it every single time I brush my teeth now.
Okay.
There's something that is maybe not as good, but it's definitely like cheaper and easier. And it's just a tongue scraper. It's literally just a piece of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And all you do is you just scrape it along your tongue. And the first time when you do it, Mary, I'm telling you, you will never not do it again.
Wait, so is it like a knife, like a dull knife?
Nope. It's like, imagine you have, it's like a little V kind of shape.
Oh my God, my Bausch & Lomb tongue spray came with that. I threw it out. Yeah. I thought it was packaging.
Oh no, it's probably that. And it's really just a cheap like metal, you know, and then it's
like the shape of a tongue, kind of.
I guess so. I'm feeling so stupid.
Like
how
an
to describe
oval,
it.
Like half an
yes,
oval.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's flexible and it's really light. It's just this little thing.
Oh my God.
And you scrape it the first thing in the morning you do before anything, go in the bathroom, scrape your tongue, and you'll be like, what in the fuck happened in my mouth last night?
It's like the first time dental flossing.
Yeah.
Like when
it's
I got
crazy.
My veneers, it was like, I did not want a dental floss. I thought one was going to fall out. And then when you do, it just feels so good. It's like taking a shit and not wiping your ass is the equivalent to brushing your teeth and not dental flossing.
Oh, I would even go further. I would say it's like taking a shit in your bed.
Don't shit where you sleep, mama.
What's your mouth routine? Do you use that scraper thing? Because I just use a fucking toothbrush. I brush my tongue and I use that green and orange mouthwash.
No,
that's really good.
Ooh. No, mama. No.
Mouthwash
no,
is
no,
just
no.
the tea. I could go through gallons. I really could.
Okay, listen. I gotta talk it to you.
Break it down.
Okay. You gotta get a water pick.
Oh, I have one. Yeah.
I don't have one.
You have to get a water pick. It doesn't matter how much it costs because you're only gonna buy it once. You gotta get the water pick. You gotta get the fanciest one you can find.
I think there's one at my house. So you keep your mouth closed while you spray?
Yeah, it's a very high pressure, a tiny little stream of water that is, you know, and it goes far. If you spray it in the room, it'll go fly, you know. But there's different like attachments for it. And it basically is like a it's shooting water in between your teeth and your gums.
Okay, that's what I'm doing wrong. I'm not closing my mouth. And it's going everywhere.
It goes everywhere if you don't
like,
do it.
All
it's
over like, your clothing.
Oh my God. Yeah, if you don't close your mouth, it's like a comedy. It's like, it's like a slapstick.
I was like, why is this not working? It's too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you spray it in your eye, it'll like really hurt. Because it's
shut
like very
up.
Like, yeah.
You have not done that. Ooh,
what about in your butt? What about in your butt? Is that like a, what is that called? Colonic?
I tried.
And?
I tried to use the attachment on a douche. And it's okay. Too fine. It doesn't, it's, the hole is like too small for the water to go
up. It probably hurts. Like I've been on bidets before where the stream gets really hard and it hurts.
Oh, yeah. It feels like, it feels like a needle. Yeah.
Yes, like a needle.
I think I've heard of this somewhere, but you don't even douche.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't, what is douching? Does this have something to do with sex? Because I've never had sex before.
Right. No. Wait. Kind of porn industry trickery?
Yeah, I didn't come on here to talk about like sex stuff. No, I've douched before. But wait, we got to get back to the mouth. So the water pick, that's, you do that after lunch, okay? You do it after lunch. You don't have time to floss. You don't have time to, but do it after lunch. Bing, bam, 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 bam. Literally 10 seconds or less. Get chunks out of your teeth. Then I floss.
Okay.
Then I floss.
Oral hygiene, mother. Oral hygiene.
And then brushing is the last thing, because if you've water picked and you flossed, that's most of the work.
Oh, see, I brush first.
Think about it. You're just polishing. You're polishing.
Oh, it's a polish step.
I mean, okay. You got to get the shit out of there.
I mean, I
you
always
gotta
floss
get the
first.
Shit out of there. Yeah.
Flossing first. Oh my God, I can't with this. We're dentists. We're certified dentists.
Yeah, doctors of dental medicine, right here, right here.
It's full on. Literally full on.
And then the mouthwash to me is like the last thing. I don't care if I have it. I'll just rinse with water, whatever. But yeah, it's the scraping, the flossing, the water picking, and then the brushing. And I have electric toothbrush, and that just you just. Let us do its thing.
Are you sponsored by like Oral-B, Crest?
I fucking wish. I'm the only gay person during Pride who is not literally selling a sandwich or a credit card or like.
You're not.
I like. Do you have like? Is there a Gigi Gorgeous like sandwich that you're hawking during Pride? Because all these
we can do
are
like queerified merch.
Wait, what sandwich are you talking about?
I'm talking
not
about
seen
Chipotle.
This.
Like every
Wait,
company.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
Yes. Oh, I'm honestly funny that I even asked that if you're sponsored. I was the face of Crest in Canada. Do you remember that?
Of course.
For three
yes,
white.
You
and
were.
Dazzling
when,
white smile.
When I had real teeth, and I just was like, and it's so funny. This might be a tea, but they didn't make sure that I brushed with them. For like a month before the
campaign.
Oh
my God, we can't talk about brands
like that. I was
like,
oh my God, work. Well, I said that I had used them, but I always thought for these, like, you know, like mascara commercials, it's like, of course, there's always like a little fake lash in there.
It's a
like
little. These, it's a 301.
Exactly. So I'm like, with these teeth commercials, it's like a little bit of Photoshop whitening, you know? But I was like, I already used the brand and they just trusted me, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Hygiene, incest, and feces.
Well, that's it. What else is there?
Right.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know what I really want to get into? If it's not too sensitive of a topic, obviously I want to be very conscious of it. But we were talking about aluminum with deodorants and tattoos and stuff like that and substances. We've all had our fair try with drugs and things like that. But I want to know if you have any funny stories for us wow, you are fucked up. I feel like Mark and I have...
Wait, are we gonna all gonna tell stories of ourselves, though?
Of course. If okay. she does, we do.
Okay. Absolutely. You go first.
Okay, well, let's see. I was thinking about, must have been eighth grade.
What?
Eighth grade, we all decided to steal Robitussin from CVS and skip school and drink it, a bottle each.
So like essentially lean, right?
Yeah, the psychoactive compound is called DXM. I don't know what it stands for, but that's what's in, that's what in great quantity will get you fucked up. And that's in cough medicine. So right. I think it's like a psychedelic experience. It's kind of like acid in a way. So we did that. We all puked because it's, you know, drinking a whole bottle of Robitussin is disgusting.
Hello.
But then we went into this. We all got crazy and decided to go to McDonald's.
Obviously.
Yeah. Why not? Right. And I remember this is the strangest thing. And I could have hallucinated it. I don't know. But it seemed very real. I got a rash about 6 inches thick, a band of red rash that started at the crown of my head and traveled down my body.
So were you allergic, you think?
I have no idea. But so it traveled, a traveling rash like a thick laser.
What?
All the way down to my toes over the course of 2 hours.
Oh,
that's the weirdest thing.
I don't think it's like physically possible. I think that there might have been some hallucination involved. But plenty of bizarre shit has happened. Plenty of crazy and you know, funny, not so funny stuff has happened. But to me, I'll never forget that because it was itchy. And I remember sort of checking in on it. And I was like, I lost it. I lost my rash. And it was like, I looked down and like, oh, there it is. And it was just kind of moving, like very slowly, like not, I couldn't see it moving. But it just kept going. And then it was, by the time I was on my feet, it was gone.
Okay, work.
Yeah, so that just came to mind right now. Traveling rash.
Oh my God, wait, that was the best thing.
No, it's not the best thing. You know?
What was our question? Was our question the best thing?
I don't know, just a funny thing. I don't know, okay. I thought we could divulge a little bit. Do you have anything that comes to mind, Mark?
Do you have anything that comes to mind for me? Oh, I have something that comes to mind.
Okay.
We were in New York City.
Okay.
I don't know what it was, but we went to an Amanda Lepore party.
Obviously.
Oh, the queen.
Whenever we're in town, have Amazing. To see the queen.
I don't remember what happened. People told me I did this, but apparently I grabbed Amanda Lepore and dragged her.
What?
To you, and was like, hey, what's up?
Oh my God, and she's so sweet.
She was so sweet. Yes.
Oh my God, you're so lucky she was not somebody else, because you could have got bopped.
Or there was one of the wardens.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it. So
her gay wardens.
I feel like you got away with literally like an international war crime.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. So
that's a merit. That's the community's princess.
I would sooner slash the Mona Lisa and spray paint Michelangelo's David than I would forcibly lay hands on Amanda Lepore.
I'm horrified.
Literally.
But I don't know.
Oh my God. And she's such an angel. For sure. She just went along with it.
I know she did. Like, I vaguely remember her being very sweet.
Wait, and you were on drugs during this time?
Maybe.
I remember one time I was at my house. We were entertaining and Willem was over. And I remember there was chocolate on the table. And I just eat chocolate all the time. So I just had some, went back outside, was like drinking, talking. And then so much time had passed that I was like, whoa, what happened in the past like 6 hours? It's like 2 a.m. already. I don't really remember. And everyone was still hanging out, but some people were gone. And I was like, did I black out? And it turns out that there was mushrooms in the chocolate.
Oh, I love
no.
that.
And I,
That's
all I
crazy.
Remember was when I was talking to someone, it was as if I just had like tunnel vision and the rest was black. Like my peripheral vision didn't exist. And that was the only way I could like rationalize it. I was like, okay, was I acting embarrassing? And everyone was like, no, you seemed fine. And I was like, well, I don't remember the past like 6 hours. So that was fun, but it was a gag. I was like, oh my God,
but that's a gag. What if you're on the highway?
I mean, right? Just like a little bit of chocolate and just getting behind the wheel. I mean, thank God.
Oh my God. That's a big, that's like a big scary one for me, because like I've done, like psychedelic drugs and have had later on, I guess it's not technically a flashback, but I don't know what you'd call it. It's kind of like a reactivation in a way where like you'll have that a similar feeling of similar hallucinatory quality, usually when like you're in it, like a semi-sleep state, right? Like not fully dreaming, but you're like falling asleep and then things will get weird. And that has happened to me, like, and that is crazy. Like when I'm falling asleep, I'll feel like I'm in the middle of an acid trip. And it's like not dreaming.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? Not yet dreaming, somewhere in between. And it's like, it is just so wild. But
so
thankfully,
wait,
never on
that,
the highway.
Is it that, what's that?
Lucid dreaming?
Lucid dreaming or sleep paralysis?
Both of those I've had my whole life. Big
really?
Time.
I've never experienced, and I'm so fascinated. People say that they see, like, physically see, like, demons in the corner of their room.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. It's never an actual demon. Like, so it's basically, like, you're in this I forget what the exact, like, wave, like, you know, it's like pre-REM sleep or something. When you're drifting into sleep, you will feel this, like half your consciousness is aware of the room, mm-hmm. but you will feel paralyzed.
That's what people say. And they want to yes. scream. And I can relate to that. Like
can't.
In my dreams,
you
I want to run yeah. from the killer, but sometimes yeah. I'm in slow motion and physically I can't run, yeah. but I can't imagine like.
But being, you can
like,
see a shape, literally a dark figure. And also sometimes they're sitting on you or choking you.
That's why in scary movies like fucking The Conjuring or Insidious, they're like, they're laying above you.
And yeah.
So it's depicting
very
that.
That.
Ugh,
it's very that.
I pray to Jesus. Jesus, if you're listening, please don't ever give that to me.
Yeah, no. And it happens to me a lot. It always happened when I would take a nap.
Okay.
And then for some reason that kind of nap, that was happening. And I would be in the studio with my friend in, you know, daylight in the chair falling asleep. Almost crying because I'm in literally trying. I'm like, Andrew, help me. Help, screaming in my head. And just literally.
Oh my God.
It's so fucking terrifying. It's so
that would make me scared to. That'd make me scared to go to bed.
It does. Yeah. It is. I mean,
I'd be like,
yeah,
I'm not sleeping
be.
Tonight because it's going to happen. So that's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. yeah.
Or I just like chug NyQuil or something to like make myself fall asleep.
Well, people do. People actually get like hooked on Ambien and stuff because of it.
Right. I'm
yeah,
sure. Because
it just knocks you out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I love wild. Ambien. Anyways, we've gone on for a long time. Do you want to do some questions with us? Answer some
sure.
fan questions. Okay, so if anybody listening have any questions, you can call our hotline at 1-844-QUEERYS.
That's 1-844-QUEERYS. And you can ask us anything, advice. Nothing is off limits, and I am very excited to get into these questions because it's been a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, Katya, are you ready to answer these questions with us?
I'm so ready.
Here we go. Let's play the first one.
Hello, this is William from Gloucestershire in England. This question is for Gigi. First of all, you just blow me away with your beauty every single day. And I just want to thank you for being so strong and amazing and powerful. But my question for you, and I suppose it's more of a query, what keeps you feeling so beautiful every day, and what allows you to take those beautiful photographs and stay strong? And have you always felt beautiful? Thank you again. This is William from Gloucestershire. Have a great day.
William from Gloucestershire.
My heart is melting out of my butt. Thank you so much. That was literally the sweetest. I don't know where Gloucestershire is, but I hope
England.
It's on Cape Cod.
I hope we get to meet one day. I want to give you a hug, William. That was so nice.
What was the question?
How do I stay confident, I believe?
Okay, let's answer that.
Or have I always felt beautiful?
I want to know the real answer.
I've not always felt beautiful at all. The reason literally that I got into doing makeup and fashion and all that is because I didn't feel beautiful. I had very bad skin, very bad acne, red face, terrible back knee. I had hundreds of pimples on my back. So I was always looking for things to cover and mask my beauty. And I think a lot of it is faking it till you make it. Like, do you guys agree? I feel like
absolutely.
It's like if you project that, eventually it will be real. And if something like acne, like it will go away. You will find a cure for it. And, and
nobody's looking at it and nobody cares.
Exactly.
Everyone's tough. Yeah.
Everyone is so much more self-absorbed than you think. Nobody's that worried about how you look. People are worried about their goddamn selves.
Mama, nobody cares. The thing is, like, if anything, people are not going to have the reaction that you have towards yourself. If you provoke anything in other people, it's probably going to be like, oh, maybe sympathy or like, you know, compassion. Otherwise, they're too wrapped up in their own fucking drama, in their own back knee and everything. That's what I think.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. Yeah. And at the end of the day, misery loves company. So if you're around people who like really make you feel bad about how you look or whatever, like being beautiful, for example,
goodbye.
Then girl, like that's maybe the wrong person to surround yourself with, especially if you are insecure having those moments. It's like, you need people around you that are like, oh my God, it's not a big deal. You look gorgeous. Next. Like, because then they can get really into like your personality and your heart, which is what really matters.
Yeah.
Like confidence, not being confident is truly a waste of time. Like it's, don't be that.
Yeah. You'll wish you got that time back once you finally find the confidence.
Yeah. I mean, everybody like, you know, the youth is wasted on the young is an expression for a reason. Like I'm about to be 40. And like when I was 20, I didn't care. Like I took my body and skin for granted and everything. And even before that, I had acne and it just sucked. You just got to focus on other shit, man. It's just like, you know, nobody's looking at you the way you think that they're looking at you.
It's
nobody
true.
Cares. Okay.
Okay. Next question.
Hi, my name is Mike. I'm from Colorado. And I was just wondering, what's your biggest fear?
Jesus
that's a good
Christ.
One. Biggest fear.
Wait, Katya, you go first.
Poverty.
You're scared of being poor?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't give you stability or you're not
explain.
Gonna be yeah.
I think it's because, you know, the irony is that the happiest I've ever been was when I had the least amount of money in my life. But the most consistent worldly, this is not something logical or rational, but is being poor. It's because, especially here in the States, like if you have no money, you are worthless.
Wow.
Like, think about homeless people. Think about people who have nothing. Mm-hmm. If you have nothing, you are no one. And that's a really scary proposition. That's kind of like the capitalist
lingering
mindset
inside
that's
of
created.
You.
Yeah. And that's a fear, you know, that's a fear because you can't get help. You can't get support. You have nothing to offer. You have nothing to, nobody to call. You know what I mean? Like that's where like my really dark mind goes. And that's, so I would say that, like, cause I don't care about being murdered.
What are you going to do if something happens, you know, it gives you stability.
It's not true for me. I've been through some traumatic things in my life where I've, you know, had the means and my means have not gotten me through those moments.
Oh,
like just
absolutely.
Sickness.
Mm-hmm. Oh you know, money doesn't actually help. Like in that, it doesn't assuage that fear though. That's the illusion.
And I've had so many moments in my life where I was like, I said to myself, I would give up all the money I've had just to not be feeling like this.
To fix this, yes.
Yeah.
Like, this is
not... So what's your biggest fear then?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Not being happy. Like, truly. Like, completely the opposite of Katya.
Yeah.
Because I've been there. Like, I don't want to be like, I have all of this. But it's been good. And I've had that moment of like, oh my God, everything I have is not enough. And that moment is so scary. Like, that is so petrifying and scary because you don't know what else you need.
Yeah, it's true. I would say that. I feel like my biggest fear is sharks.
I thought you were going to say spiders. I thought you were going to say spiders. And I was like,
what a cop out.
No, really, sharks and snakes. Like, I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
I used to have a reoccurring nightmare for maybe a decade that I lived in Canada, by the way. Yeah. I was scared that a tidal wave was going to come from the ocean. And this wasn't irrational. This was completely rational in my mind. A tidal wave was going to come. Miles and miles away, but it was going to hit my house, and a great white shark was going to come into my room and eat me. And I really lost sleep over that for a decade.
Okay.
Listen, that's not too outlandish, because the tsunami in Thailand, I mean, maybe not great white sharks, but there was certainly tidal waves. But think about, I was just talking about this yesterday, Gigi. Imagine this.
Okay.
You are dropped in the middle of the Pacific Ocean at 2 a.m.
No. Listen. I wouldn't die from any animal. I would die from a panic attack.
That's exactly what I said. You would drown from the fear.
I would full on maybe die within, like, I'm going to give myself 3 minutes. Like, I really would not make it.
I said the same fucking thing. I said the same fucking thing.
Are you guys stupid? I would kill myself.
No, you couldn't.
Well, I would never kill myself.
But you would end up dying.
So I've heard this from shark attacks and stuff. You aren't supposed to swim, make loud noises, splash, because they think it's an animal. It gets their attention from, like, the vibrations and bullshit. You're supposed to hurtle up in a ball and, like, float on the top of the water. So if they nudge you or whatever,
mama, listen,
I'm like, girl, that think about sucks.
This. I'm not even talking about sharks being in the picture. Just for as long as you can see in every direction,
Nothing. There's
black water.
Yeah. Open water. You don't even know how deep it is.
How
thousands
deep? Thousands
of feet.
Miles deep.
I can't.
Freezing and black. And it is just the most terrifying thing. Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, that might be my biggest fear. Like in scary movies, when there's like a hot tub scene or a pool scene and the pool cover, that cement, goes over. Drowning is also one of my biggest fears. Drowning.
Yeah.
Drowning, burning alive, sharks and snakes. Final answer.
So, but would you, if you had to choose one, burned at the stake or drowned in a hot tub?
I would probably, oh my God. Which one would I prefer?
You have to choose
burning.
One.
I would probably choose...
More dramatic.
I would probably choose burning.
Burning.
Even though that's
terrible. You guys are insane. You're
fucking
insane.
Burning me, bitch.
Choose drowning?
Listen,
I feel like it's going back. Like going back to the womb. There was like some innate biological technology
that
would like...
It's not like a foreign substance killing
you. You're not being destroyed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you're just...
right. Oh my God. Yeah. You're just being extremely hydrated. Maybe I would choose drowning.
Your skin will look amazing.
Exactly. Stunning in heaven. Stunning.
But overall, I'm not scared of death. So whatever.
No, there's no point. There's no point.
Next question. Let's move on.
Hi, my name is Samantha, and I'm from Scottsdale, Arizona. And I want to know, where's your favorite place you've ever been?
Okay, Katya, where? Hong Kong?
That's what comes to mind. It was the coolest city I've ever been to. It was just incredible.
Why?
I've never been.
I mean, this was, of course, before all the shit that went down in the last few years. But it's like a giant urban metropolis set in a tropical mountain vista. With water. I mean, like, it's very, there's these huge sweeping green mountains and so much of a city, like more city than I've ever seen of a city.
Ooh,
I love
that.
Absolutely crammed into tropical, beautiful, natural. I mean, it's just pretty wild. And I was only there for like 2 days. It was just crazy. It was beautiful.
I want to go. I've been to Japan. I've been to Tokyo.
I feel like that was...
Pretty cute. I would say my favorite place I've ever been was probably, weirdly enough, Sweden.
That's not weird.
Why was that? When were you there for and where in Sweden?
I was in Stockholm, I believe.
Was it? Okay, I remember
right
when it was.
It was right after Dubai. So I got detained, for anybody that doesn't know, I got detained in Dubai. And we fled after that whole thing. There's a YouTube video on it. I got detained because I was trans. The guy
Jesus Christ.
Knew. So we fled and we went to Sweden. And Sweden is just the most beautiful. We were like right on, like there was like water next to us. It's so clean. Everyone there is like just so nice. And it just has like great memories. And I would love to go back. I felt like, although I'm not Swedish, I felt like I was with my people.
Well, Mary, because you were.
Look at you. Platinum,
look at you.
Platinum
braids.
Platinum blonde.
Like you look like Helga from Sweden right now. Like it's
literally.
So funny.
No, I know. And I looked around, everyone, like I saw more blonde people than ever. I was like, oh my God, this is even more blonde than LA. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's natural blonde.
Natural. Yeah. Like you see natural platinum blondes there. I was like, this is the land.
It's very Children of the Corn. Yeah.
Extremely. It's a bit creepy, but it's so clean, so beautiful there. I would love to go back.
For me, I don't know. I'm not really like a big
right here in this moment.
In the present moment,
not this.
Not here with you people.
I will say, not in Toronto. But if I were to pick, it would probably be like any small town in the USA.
What?
I love tiny small towns with little tiny like main streets and finding ice cream and driving around in like a little convertible.
Very you.
I love
your
that.
Dog,
I love,
like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love small town America. I know it's weird. I know it's weird, but I love the cuteness of it all.
That's why we vibe so well. We're polar opposites. Yeah.
Shut up.
Sense.
You love it too.
For like an hour.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe 45 minutes. And it depends on which state we're in.
And is there a bar?
Like upstate New York. Upstate New York.
Oh, love upstate New York.
Yeah, upstate New York.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Mac Donald from San Bernardino, California. And I was wondering, what is your holy grail go-to fast food order? Love you guys.
Love you, Mac.
Hey, Mac. Is it Mac or Max?
McDonald's.
Oh, that's why you were laughing. I was like, what was funny? Hey, Mac. Hey, McDonald.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is, it doesn't really matter where it's from except Burger King. I just can't with Burger King, honestly.
Ew.
I love any kind of crispy chicken sandwich combo with Diet Coke, biggie size, largeify me. I'm obsessed. Tomato, lettuce, ketchup, or not ketchup, mayo. Obsessed. Can't go wrong.
Mine has to be, and you have to get in Canada because it's not the same in the USA, is A&W. Canadian A&W is so good. I don't know if it's better than LA or California, but in Canada, it's the best one, and it's much better than USA. Okay.
It is. Okay. I can vouch for that. It really is. I have a chicken sandwich waiting for me in my little kitchenette that I'm staying in right now. Full on.
What does A&W stand for?
Asshole and wiener.
Yeah, ass and weenie. Ass and weenie.
Ass and weenie. Yeah. How about you?
It hasn't changed since I was three. It is a plain hamburger. And when I say plain, I have to spell it out and describe what plain means. And that means the bun and the meat patty and nothing else.
Are you serious?
So you don't like food?
I hate food.
That sounds like a cough. That sounds like a tumbleweed to me in my mouth.
Well, as of late, I have recently ventured out into enjoying pickles and only pickles. Only.
That's a good one. That's
only.
A good one.
But if you put any fucking ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, relish, not... I don't fuck with relish. I will fuck with pickles. If you put any
it's
sauce.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
How?
It's not. Pickles are sliced cucumbers that have been.
And they're dry.
Relish is some ushy, gushy, nasty fucking shit. I don't know what that is. I don't like it.
So it's is it a texture thing or a taste
it's
thing?
It's a texture, flavor, everything thing. It's annoying because
I love that.
No,
for
it's
you.
Horrible because I wish I was the type of person who could just eat anything like a garbage disposal.
that's
I wish. Yeah.
That's me. And that's why I'm in my pandemic body.
And then, fries and a Coke and that's it. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. Okay, cool. Now I know. That's stored in my memory forever. I feel like that's a very Katya fact that I will never... That's also going to be my icebreaker.
What is?
Did you know Katya likes burgers?
That's an icebreaker?
That's an icebreaker. People are like, what? Yeah. Literally what? Oh my God, so thank you so much, Katya, for coming on and chatting with us. This was a diverse episode.
I'm just so happy that within an hour, all three of us were able to cover every single important topic of the human experience.
shitting, drugs,
incest,
fast
burgers,
food, fear,
small towns, burgers, Sweden, fleeing from Dubai. I mean, mama.
Fleeing.
It's all
Jesus,
here.
Yes, we did that.
It's so good.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
Anything you're working on you want to promote? Where can people find you?
Yes, absolutely. So I don't know what I'm working on, but I know where you can find me. And it's at KATYA_ZAMO. And then whatever I'm working on, you can find out about it through looking at that thing. Yeah.
Hell yes.
Thank you, guys.
Huge fan. Obsessed with you. Love you so much. Thank you so much again for coming on. And hope to squeeze you soon.
Yay.
After the pandemic is officially over.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Jesus Christ.
In my head, it's over.
Yeah. Hello. Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks to our guest, Katya Zamolodchikova. And thanks so much for listening.
You can follow me, Gigi, at Gigi Gorgeous everywhere, and Mark at Mark Maverick. As always, Queerified is a presentation of Ramble, a Cadence 13 studio.
Please listen, rate, review, and follow all episodes available now for free
on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, and wherever you get your podcasts. Can't wait to see you guys in the next one. Love you.
Bye.